Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about an opportunity voters are going to have in the fall to amend the Pennsylvania Constitution. Can you tell us about the process of amending the Constitution and what the amendment would be about?
Well, absolutely. You know, this fall, voters are going to have the opportunity to amend the Pennsylvania Constitution to allow local governments the opportunity to exclude a greater percentage of a homestead property's median assessed value for property tax reductions. The state constitution currently allows counties, municipalities, and school districts to exclude up to 50% of the assessed value. And basically what we're doing here is changing the cap, and the maximum exclusion would be 100%. Now, in order to change the state's constitution, identical legislation must be passed by both chambers of the legislature, the House and the Senate, in consecutive sessions before also being approved by a voter referendum. House Bill 1285 recently passed in both the Pennsylvania House and Senate, and the legislation allows voters this historic opportunity. So on November 7th, voters will get the opportunity to give the final yes or no on this issue. If the ballot question is approved, the Pennsylvania Constitution will be amended.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a program that benefits military families that has an ongoing funding requirement that we're trying to make sure we don't need anymore. We're trying to secure some permanent funding here. Talk to us about this military aid program and the legislation we're doing to secure it.
Well, for more than a decade, the Military Family Relief Assistance Program has been helping active duty members of the armed forces and their families to meet basic expenses when facing extreme financial hardships. To qualify for assistance, eligible members must have a direct and immediate financial need as a result of their circumstances beyond their control. The amount of the grant is based on documented financial need up to $3,500. However, funding for this program provided by a state income tax checkoff must be continually extended, and it's currently set to expire on January 1st, 2018. In an effort to address this issue, the House has passed legislation that would ensure that the checkoff funding mechanism is made permanent, eliminating the need to regularly vote to extend this very important program for our military families. House Bill 984 currently awaits consideration in the Pennsylvania Senate.
And Representative Dowling, I understand that there's a local issue that you've been trying to deal with now for a while that just keeps getting worse. And I understand that you're stepping in and doing what you can to make things better. And this deals with the parking structure over the Redstone Creek. Talk to us about the history of this and where you're moving right now.
The parking structure that you mentioned is a county parking structure that's over the Redstone Creek, about halfway through Uniontown in our business district. The parking structure collapsed earlier this week. I'm sure many of the listeners saw that on our local news stations. But this really added insult to injury. Not long after I was elected, Commissioner Angela Zimmerlink brought a group of business owners into a meeting in my office where we discussed the magnitude of a 2016 flood that happened with the Redstone. And the entire Redstone, which travels all the way through Uniontown, has a lot of issues with bank stabilization. The entire waterway needs to be dredged. And we've been working with those business owners and with county officials to be able to come up with a long-term solution to getting this waterway cleared out. And the city of Uniontown has also been an active member of getting this long-term problem corrected because we're worried that significant flooding could happen again. In fact, just a little over a week ago, we had one section that did have a buildup, and in just a couple hours, the water rose by 2 to 3 feet, which caused some alarm. With this collapse into the Redstone Creek, it gave us an even more imminent potential for flooding to happen should we get a major rainfall. So my office was able to step in and work with the DEP to get an emergency permit to allow the city and the county's contractors to go in and clean out any debris from the parking lot collapse itself. But we do have a long way ahead of us to get the entire Redstone Creek cleaned out to ensure that we don't have the millions of dollars of property damage to individuals and businesses like we did in the summer of 2016.
Representative Dowling, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.